What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Let me just quickly glide through some sponsors here. Very grateful for the sponsors here at the General Banter Podcast. Keeps the many, many Chinese purchased lights going. Our first sponsor today is Noom.com. Noom is an app that takes a psychological approach to losing weight. It's not like any of the other things where you're just tracking calories. This thing is talking about, it's talking about nourishment. You know, they're going for nourishment over restriction. It's a psychology-based approach. Instead of setting a strict set of rules, Noom empowers you with the knowledge and psychology to build smarter, more sustainable habits and behaviors using a cognitive behavioral approach. None of this like scanning the back of a yogurt, feeling guilty. You'll focus on the why instead of the what to change your relationship with eating. Everybody's journey is different, and so Noom customizes a program that emphasizes progress over perfection based on your personal goals. And if you listen to this podcast, you go to Noom.com /banter and start your trial. Noom.com/banter. Lose that weight for good, guys. Cheers. Manscaped, always on board, always loving it, you know? Been sponsoring this podcast forever. You know the crack. It is the best tool for your family jewels. It's the number one male intimate shaver. It started there, and now it's a full line of products. You go in there, you get one of their packages for the springtime. You know, spring has sprung and things are getting bushy again. So it's time to take it down and hit the streets in just a t-shirt and socks. They've got everything in there. You go for one of their performance packages. They got the Manscaped 4.0, or the, sorry, what am I saying? What's it called? The Lawnmower 4.0, for God's sake. They've made it all sharp and sexy, and it's got a light on it, and it's waterproof, and it's anti-snag, so you can go with those nuts like a mother effer. But when you get one of these packages, everything's in it. You got the boxers in it. People don't talk enough about the boxers. The free boxers are silken. It's unbelievable. Ball toner, ball deodorant, basically every product you can think of for your balls. It's incredible. They've got their own cologne now, which is American for aftershave. And if it doesn't smell like a dude that owns a yacht, I will eat my hat, and I have loads of hats. And if you listen to this podcast, you go to manscaped.com, use the code GEMBAM1, you get 20% off. It's a top class product, and 20% is quite substantial. And as you know, you shave those pubes off, you actually add 20% to the pipe end. So there you go. Shout out to Manscaped. Let's get stuck into this podcast, man, will we? We'll just start it.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Very nice. Let me just jump straight into this clip. Oh, by the way, patreon.com/General Banter Podcast. I'm advertising that, even though my podcast today was late. But let me tell you something, COVID is still wrecking homes around here. You know, we've got lineups for Lavery's falling through the cracks every second. So I've had to gather that up because that's a real life emergency. Patreon episode. I don't know why I'm telling you this, because the Patreon episode will already be up. So we'll cut all of that out, but leave it in just to accentuate the fucking meltdown. Okay. Speaking of meltdowns, they're in Paris here, these women. I don't know if you can show this now, but this woman has her tits out, and so do all the other women have their tits out as well.
Look at this.
Now, very loud.
Jesus.
Which one is it, for fuck's sake? What is it?
Third one. Yeah. Oh.
So these...
Look at this.
They got all these women... Not much to complain about there. Now this is, that was a lot of women in Paris. I've sat right there where all these girls have their tits out. And I've been sitting on the ground, and there was a guy running around going, beer, wine, champagne, beer, wine, champagne. He was selling booze on the street, which is illegal, but very, you know, it's an idea that you look at and you go, why isn't there a guy just offering me beer? Fucking flat out. Maybe I do want the beer. And this French girl come out. You know the way sometimes when people are French, you're just like, well, I'm fully in love with them, and I don't know why, just because they're French. This girl was like, you have a lighter? And I was like, I don't smoke fags anymore, love. And then she ran away, and her little floaty skirt was revealing her ass. And I was like, beside my wife, yeah! You know, a whole fucking Renault ad happened in my head. Hop in the Clio, we're leaving. Anyway, my point is, you know a protest is really getting serious when people get their tits out. Am I right now?
Yes.
Definitely. It's like when people are in art college and they go, I want to be really edgy. How can I take this one step further? I will paint with my own piss. And people go, I see what you've done there. Commitment to the art form. And I said to Maureen, I was like, doesn't matter what they're complaining about, people will just be staring at free tits. And she's like, well, no, it gets people's attention. And I was like, yes, tits do get your attention. And they're saying stop Putin's war, but they could be literally shouting, wasn't Hitler class? Wasn't Hitler class? And you fucking, in one ear, out the other, you'd just be going, I see many pairs of tits there. And then I said to Maureen as a joke, you know, why is it allowed? Why is it, could I pull my cock out and write, like, stop the cruelty to animals? And she was like, no one wants to see a 35-year-old weird cock. And I went, okay, is 35 old for a penis? And she's like, plus you definitely wouldn't get that full slogan on the penis. And I was like, well, that's a burn. Absolute burn to me. But yeah, there's something weird about that, you know, just like, let's all get our tits out. Am I wrong? Am I crazy?
Art.
Is it art? You know what I mean?
Pseudo art.
What does that mean? Pretend it's art?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It gives it fake, like, it's the painting with piss, isn't it? It's the, like, people take me seriously because I'm willing to bare my tits. And then there's a load of creepy old French men going, beer, wine, champagne, staring at my tits. And then you go, hey, pig, what are you looking at? Never seen a pair of tits before? And you're like, I have seen a pair of tits, but I haven't seen 114 tits painted fucking blue and yellow outside the Eiffel Tower. There's an Eiffel Tower in my pants now. I mean, she fucking top or no top, who gives a fuck?
She?
Yeah, that was, Niall's words, not mine. Niall's words, not mine. It's a feminist against war, man. So stop objectifying my objects. Even though I can milk them when I want. This podcast's off to a flying start. Let me tell you what's happening today, guys. We recorded. It was supposed to be the regular episode with our boy Paddy McDonald, and he arrived, and he's like, "Fucking the wife has to have me home for 5 o'clock here." So we were under the gun. We recorded 38 minutes of fury. It was the half hour power hour, and now I'm just having a chat with you, you know, to fill it out. We've got some things to recap from the week. It's been a busy week. So, you know, apart from that, me just watching, I mean, just a load of naked chicks protesting. There's a lot of stern looking women, aren't they? You know, I don't want to comment too much on anyone's, never mind their physique, the faces, it looks like men with tits a lot of time, but that's France. You know, you're eating fucking cheese and fags all day. Have you ever been to Paris?
I haven't, no.
It's nice. I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. And the thing that surprised me was it was quite hard to get food. You know? I thought France would be coming down with food and we were walking about. Like, where's the whole fucking... I thought the place would just be like, oh, if we fell into this beautiful little cafe. Like, we walked around for fucking ages and then found some place and we're like, can you eat in here? And it looked kind of like a butcher's. And they were like, yeah, there's tables. And we ended up getting like steak and chips, which is very French. It was nice. But it was hard to fucking... I thought it would just be filled with shit. And then we did go into one of these, like, little bakery places, does coffee. And I had some lemon finger. And, you know, it was very tasty.
Nice.
Not to get too graphic, but, I was like, I'm about to bust here before we go to the Louvre, which is another sweet spot. But yeah, I liked it a lot more than I thought. Although I did, within about 5 minutes of getting there, fall into this like streetwear shop and buy like three Carhartt hats. So, you know, that maybe had an effect on it. I don't know. But I had a great time anyway. It's been a fucking busy week. Well, first of all, Aaron McCann came home for the live podcast and we have some very big news. Very big news. about Lavery's Comedy Club coming out soon, and I sneaked a bit of the information to Aaron in the car, and I can't wait till this thing unravels itself, because the clip that I got of him reacting to the news is worthy of a viral hit, you know.
Will it be released publicly?
I think it's at a certain point, yeah. Down close to the wire, like.
Jesus.
It will be right up to the point where it needs to be known, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
And people will die. People will drop. People will drop dead. They will be killing each other. I told Aaron this news, and his words were, "Fuck off." And then he said, "You're pulling my wire, sir." So maybe by the time you hear this podcast, you might have heard something. I don't know, but it's fucking very exciting. But he came over for the live podcast. We went to General Merchants, and he was loving it, like. And that fucking Ormo Road has notions, let me tell you. That road. You're looking around like, where am I? Venice Beach? I don't know. He's just looking around at these people like everyone's fucking, you know, fancy. Were we dogs and all? You know, we're just out for a coffee on this Saturday morning. Normally I'm hitting General Merchants, you know, 10:30 on a Tuesday with all the fucking riffraff. But not when you go in there on a Saturday, you're like, Jesus Christ, they should have put a tie on or something. So Phil Taggart, he was there.
Oh, nice.
Walking a dog, he said he bought it off the Travelers.
Oh.
He said it was supposed to be a fucking French Bulldog or something. I was like, bro, that's a Jack Russell. he gave it some Traveler name. It's called like fucking Tyson or something. But met him, you know, just looking at all these girls getting out of fancy car, like young girls getting out of like fucking, you know, executive saloon cars. With big glasses and all. Do you have a seat for three? And they're like, no, we're filled up. And they're like, fucking, I will come down on you with the strong arm of the law. Do you know who my daddy is? Like, Jesus Christ, get them a fucking flat white round here. But anyway, I told this story on the live podcast, which will be available hopefully early next month. Just for teasing purposes. But we went to District Coffee. Which is like, we went to General Merchants and then went across the road for a coffee, and there was a guy in there, and he's like, well, that's such a crack, and, you know, visually homeless. But he told us he was homeless. He's like, I'm homeless, by the way. And, you know, he's drinking flat white, and I was like, bro, less of them. You know, we could cut back on the fucking, on the old flats, because they're not giving them away on this Omer Road, you know what I mean? And he pointed over at Aaron's shoes, and Aaron was wearing a pair of multicolored, like, fucking Kobe Bryant Nikes or something, because he's a big basketball guy, big athlete. And he's like, I like them shoes, no? I like them. And Aaron was like, cheers, mate. And he was like, look at my shoes, no? And he definitely had a pair of those Hoka shoes, those running shoes on. I'm going to look them up right now, just for talk's sake. You know, not that you can't be homeless and have a pair of drippy shoes. I mean, they come in at 125. You know, and he's like, I just have these scrappers. And I was like, bro, they're fucking dearer than the McCann's ones. Like, they were literally fucking... And they weren't none of... These look like a bunch of basic bitch type ones here. He's like, I like my shoes, no. I like my shoes. Yeah, they're not giving these away. Your mom was flexing on these hoes. I think it was those ones, was it? 110, I don't know. He had a fancy pair of shoes on, and then he was chatting away to us, and he said to Aaron, he's like, you know what they say about, he said, what size are you? And McCann was like, 12. And he goes, you know what they say about lads with big feet? No. And if he'd have said big heads, I'd have fucking dropped dead laughing. Big fat loafs on them. You know what they say about fellas with big feet? You've also got a big fucking abnormal head. And then he walked out, and then of course we caught him on the way out and fucking... He was like, lads, I just have to tell you something. And we were like, great. We're not in a rush or anything. And then he just told us, you know, he's like, there used to be junkies up and down this road, and I cleared the road of the people, and I'm not saying I need fucking thanks for it and all, but the government are taking money out, you know, just... It's like talking to any conspiracy theorist, really. And we give him a wee bit of money. And then he for some reason, was like, oh, I do this game where I like to predict things. And... He's like, I like to get... He's like, what height are you, 6 foot? one? And I was like, I'm probably not, but I was like, yeah. Yeah, bro. And he plays basketball. Look at the Kobe's. And he goes, let me guess your weight. And I was like, now this is dodgy territory. Because I look heavy, but I weigh heavier. Not only do I look heavy and fat, I'm fucking heavier and fatter again than that. And he's like, let me guess. You know, and he glazed over and went into the, you know, another realm. And then he's like, 17 stone. And I was like, hate to tell you, brar.
Will you fuck up, too?
I would need a gut full of tapeworms before I would be 17 stone. But it's been a illuminating weekend for fitness, health and fitness. Because you filmed that fucking podcast. And then there was one angle where I was like, oh, what have I got up my top? You know, people are like, oh, look at the bit of a gut coming through. And I'm like, aye, on my back, which is questionable. You know, you could draw a fucking belly button on my back and you could be like, that's his back as well. So the big man's been fucking eating nothing. You know, get that fucking fitness pal. Never mind, Noom. You know, get the fitness pal open. Do you want to enter your breakfast? Aye, none. Fucking eight black coffees and diarrhea. That's what I'm having. Every fucking day. But it's coming into summer, you know what I mean? That's what happens. Comes into summer, you want to get that beach body. I have the beach body of like a beached whale, for instance. Let me pause this here. Oh, wait, no. Sound mucker, I have the kids and picking a wee girl. See, that's, you're talking about comedians, you're just getting everybody's business, aren't you? But anyway, the live podcast will be available very soon. I'm excited for it.
Me too.
It looks great. I think, as I'm going to say, we're figuring it out. You know, you're figuring it out. As in, like,
filming stuff.
Yeah, just getting the hang of capturing that live shit, you know?
Yeah, it has to sort of be a bit rough, but also, like, it can't be too sterile, as in, like, static cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
It needs to be a bit lively and a bit rough.
And like, you need enough coverage where, like, when you cut between stuff, it's not such a big jolt of a cut, you know?
Definitely.
You need to just kind of skip and about. But, yeah, we look forward to a lot more things like that, just capturing stuff, getting it online immediately. Gone are the days. Do you know what? Fuck. People are like, save your material and all. Fuck that. You're getting it the week it's written. Rough.
Exactly.
Some night we'll just drop into a gig with fucking 9 cameras and film a special.
Yeah.
Of just rough material. Imagine you just went like, I'm going to put a special out every month. Imagine you just went full over the top. Let's go mental with this. And you put out a half an hour every month. It could be done.
Yeah.
You drop the head after it. Like, you'd absolutely drop the head. But yeah, exciting things coming up. Anyway, we've chatted enough shite there. Just a bit of an intro into our official podcast this week with Paddy McDonald. So we'll skip right over there. If we had multiple cameras running now, I'd be like, guys, guys, we go live now to Paddy McDonald. So thanks for joining us anyway. We'll see you next week. Enjoy yourselves. Take it easy. And then just swing over to Paddy. My guest today, Paddy McDonald. Do you want my Patreon? I do the half hour power hour.
Right.
And that's what this is going to be.
Is that what it is? It's just like...
Just because you're like, you know, got to be away at 5.
Let's fucking do it.
It's 23 minutes past 4. Let's get after it. You know what I mean? We've slobbered about our wives.
No time licking the round of muff. Just get her in.
Just thumb it in half hard.
I don't like it like that. You're getting it like that.
This is the best I can do right now, to be honest with you.
It's all I've time for.
How's your day been anyway?
Listen, my day's like every day fucking mental.
Just wake up in the middle of a fucking avalanche and just...
Well,
like,
I had to sleep in the fucking child's bed. You know, I've got this lovely big king size bed that was just now got the kids into their own fucking triple bunk fucking thing.
Yeah.
But I've realized why she got me to get a triple bunk.
So you
for me to fuck off into the kids' room as well. Because I snore like fuck.
Oh, right. You've been put out. You didn't like fall asleep there by accident.
She full on paramilitary me. Out the fuck.
That's mad, isn't it? See, the sleeping arrangements in your house are fucking demented. We only have one child. And it's fucking like, in his room, our house is weird. We're like upstairs. There's only two big giant rooms. and it's the whole upstairs. It should be four rooms probably, but big long rooms. So one of his rooms, or his room, sorry, had a king size bed in it, but it had a real ugly bed frame. So we fucked that out and we're like, just leave the mattress on the floor, you know, and we'll move him from the cot into that. And now he's got a taste for it and he's just like fucking sprawled out all over the place. And you're like, he's this is a 2 year old and it's super king fucking.
He's never going to go into a cot now.
Like. Nah. But then Maureen will be like, I'm worried about him rolling about and all, so I'll go in and sleep with him. And I'm like, if you think that's best. And then I'm just like,
Amazing grace. I hope he never goes to jail. He'll not be able to hack it. No.
Just sleeping on a wee tiny bunk.
Yeah, he'd be like, what the fuck's this?
Let's pray that he doesn't. I don't know if he'd do well in jail. Well, although he is a bit of a bully, so he might be all right. Who knows?
And big lad.
That's only one child, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many have you got now?
Too many.
You're like, I don't know.
I'm scared to say a number because people always come back and go, he's telling lies.
I have to put it. Yeah, if I had to guess, I'd say four. Is it four?
There's four in the house. There's four that I'm paying for.
I don't know. Are we allowed to talk about that story when you were just like people approaching you being like, what's cracky, my dad?
Listen, it went on.
And you're like, you're older than me?
It went on like a year. For a year, like people coming up and going, you're my dad. Do you know what I mean? It's just fucking, it's gone now, that phase. It's more
it just,
the...
Was it just a bit? People doing a bit? Like,
I think so.
Just coming up
just
to you
people
being
like, wanker, so.
Like, what age you?
41.
That's not that old to be really. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Blasting it about the place. Maybe, yeah, maybe like, but.
Knocking them out from us 15, so.
You've pedoed yourself somehow or whatever. You've me too'd yourself.
Do you know what I mean?
We working today, were you?
Yes, teaching the children.
What age are these children you're teaching?
The ones that they were 14, 15.
And you're teaching them how to fucking chop wood now?
Make wee bird boxes.
Don't tell my brother-in-law that, it'd be all over you.
Is that right? He loves bird boxes, does he?
He has finches.
Oh.
And it's a weird, it's weird for anyone to have birds, but like.
Finches especially, because them people that collect finches are nuts.
Oh yeah, and it's so like, I have a lot of questions. I'm like, how do you get into it? Why are you into it? You know what I mean? It's not like you're, it doesn't seem overly rewarding from the outside to walk in and the whole fucking shed's like, just birds all over the place. And then he'll hold something and be like, oh, some Saudi boy will pay £1 million for that.
I know a guy that drives his Range Rover all the time over to France to sell the birds. Like,
are they finches or what
yeah,
are they?
Finches and the Yellowhammer Finchers, I think, is the fucking big one that he sells over. And he makes a fucking clean fortune from it. Like.
It's such a strange thing. But yeah, if he gets wind that you make bird boxes, he'd be like, I'm looking. And he'd be like, I need 60 of them. You know?
Yeah, make them cages.
Yeah.
Wee jails for birds.
Wee jails. I know the fucking thing's flying about 15 centimetres across. Like,
birds are dirty as fuck.
But I hate them.
I like birds. I like birds of prey. I like looking at big birds of prey and fucking them attacking things and all. I like that. But we used to keep fucking budgies and I let them out in our garage and my dad had a big drum of oil and the fucking two things seen the reflection in the oil and was like, that looks nice. And went in and obviously fucking didn't survive.
It wasn't like one of them fucking, you know, like oil spills you see where they're like putting the fairy liquid all over the bird now.
I just remember my ma had the birds in the sink going, you may fucking hate me before your dad goes over working, kill you, the two birds are dead. They were just choking up oil.
I remember going to fucking, I think it was a primary school and they tried to do one of these like cross community things in like Streamville Farm. Right? And they took us out there and I remember they were like, oh, you can get the whole wee chick. And they put it in my hand and it was all scrapey and I went, fuck me. And like threw it up in the air.
That was the end of that.
And it was all right. It landed in the wee sawdust, like, but it definitely freaked me. I was like, it looks so soft, but it feels spiky. And I was like, fuck that.
I don't like that. See, my school, they wouldn't have been allowed to do it because the kids in my school would have went.
Well, this is the thing. You know, the other schools, you know, when you were, they probably thought the same about us, but you're under the impression, like, they're the bad schools,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
These ones are rough.
Yeah.
There were a few of them just booting rabbits, like, in a wee pen. And they were like just walking around, just booting the rabbits.
There was a guy went to school.
That now.
He had a bit heads off pigeons and all that. Fucking guy was insane.
Was his name Ozzy?
No. Do you know why I had to think about that? Because there was one called Ozzy. Do you know why he was called Ozzy? Because his dad fucked off to Australia.
I I love those fucking barely a nickname. You know, like, it's such a stretch. Like,
his dad fucked off to Australia and left him because his dad was on the run and dad went to Australia. So he was called Aussie because his dad was in Australia. What does that even have related to?
See, in this day and age, if you went to run away to Australia and you've seen the amount of paperwork, you'd be like, I'll just stay here and get kneecapped.
Nah, fuck it.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Or you're under, you know, you're like on the run over there because if they find you, they're fucking straight back. They just put you in the sea. In the sea, mate?
Yeah, fucking.
Swim home, you can't.
Stick on a fucking suit. Did you see that shark fucking attacking your mom?
Is there footage of it or something?
Yeah. Did you not see it?
I heard about it. The guy just got ripped in half. What are you talking about? There was a guy, like, literally got ripped in half.
Yeah. So basically the thing, and he actually fought to protect the sharks. They were going to put nets up, and he was like, no.
Yeah,
well. Because he was like an experienced diver. And then the shark put it fucking straight from below, like, lifted him out of the water, fucking 10 feet back, and it was just like, he was like,
is this recent? Like, I'm going to have to fucking see this shit. We're not even plugged in now, but
my phone's dead. I can't even fucking.
Shark attack
Australia. Which one, mate?
I know there's just a million of them. 3 weeks ago?
It would have been.
Sydney's first fatal shark attack. Full video. Let's get an early gaze at this. No. Great quality, though, I must say. What's it?
There's a guy fishing. If that's the same video I seen, there's a guy fishing on the rock and he's sort of going, well, fuck all I can do to help him. Like, you know.
Oh. It'd be somewhere to go anyway, wouldn't it?
It'd freak me out. I remember watching the
show. It would freak you out. You'd be dead, like,
no,
but
I'm scared of going to the sea because of some of that shit. Like, I have no control over that.
I mean, they're not showing you much here, like, but.
I'll send you the video.
Send me the video. I know you'll have it. Some of the fucking, some of the blinders you've sent in the
fucking
group.
I have one from the shark itself.
I mean, you've been quiet on the WhatsApp group for a while.
Once people said that, I was like, I'm not saying that anymore.
But I like the way you would offer it out. You know, if you would sneak attack before. You would just be like, take that. And then you open it and there's some guy getting murdered. But then you would offer it up. You know, like a sales pitch.
Would anybody like...
Could I interest anyone in a bit of, you know, guys falling to his death here or something like that?
There's been some... Do you know what made me sick? I was watching that Mexico football match and they fucking kicked each other to death. At the weekend.
Like at the weekend?
Football, it was a football match and just next month the fans just decided, let's go full on, like, purge. And they just killed each other.
The players get any action?
No, the players all were pulled off the pitch and you had all these people running with their kids and next minute just showed you fans just smashing each other's faces off concrete and all and they were going. And physically, like, stripping them, killing them and then moving on to the next one. It was just like, at a football match, like, what football,
them fucking Mexicans are nuts, man. Not to, you know, generalise, but I've seen stuff like where, you know, like there was some sort of gang and somebody got done for something, and what they do to them is everybody in the gang puts a knife in them. So the fucking guy looked like a knife block from IKEA, but like with about fucking 200 knives stuck in him.
Yeah.
And everybody in the community, you know what I mean? Like he was like some sort of sex offender, and everyone's just like all the outlaws walking out. No, oh, fucking take that. And then the next one coming out here, you go, yeah, but we kids and all going ahead. The guy's just like a hedgehog. A fucking.
Is that his first stabbing? It's his first stabbing.
First, he's gonna be plastic knife in him. You put it in that hole I made for you.
There's your blue Peter badge. No, Mexico is nuts, fat shit. Like, they went into a funeral, a wake house the other night, and the guy who was shot dead was a drug cartel, or had done something on the drug cartels, and the drug cartels turned up at the wake and took out all his family, brought them in the street, and fucking shot them all dead.
Yeah, see, that deep in the gang shit, where they, you know, it's not just you. It's
anybody connected to
anybody that, yeah, you know, gets fucking wiped out too.
And it was the guy was saying, this drug lord's just like, I'm wiping out his family. So there's no trace of them. So they can't continue on. And I'm like,
that's there over what, a couple of kilos of coke? Like,
I was like, it's scary. Like, it must be a scary place to live.
Like, we went on honeymoon to Mexico. And like, obviously it's a resort. So you've no idea what's going on outside. And as soon as you leave, it's like this resort's nice because the fucking teams of gardeners and all, their water and everything and all. As soon as you go outside, dusty fucking shithole, everybody's dodgy. We went to like the wee local town and we just, you know, went for a wee dander. Everybody offered me drugs, like, everybody, which is, it happens to me a lot for some reason.
Even here?
Even here, for my whole life, since I was like...
You look like the type.
A teenager, like, people ask me for drugs, you know, do I want any drugs? But the great thing was they would offer you like whatever the facade was of the shop, you know, like, hey, my friend, would you like to have this rug? And you're like, no, I'm all good for rugs. And he's like, ah, no problem, cocaine. you want I write your name on a piece of rice? No, I'm all good, bro. Coke. Like everybody, they would offer you the fucking, like, you want to hand me a belt? No, I'm okay.
It's, they want to see your money.
Bag of coke.
The worst place I ever was that scared me was Paris with Andrea, and we went to Moulin Rouge area.
Right.
And they started following us. Like, the same guy appeared in front of four different shops in front of us every time. And I noticed this guy and I went, I seen him two shops back. Now I've seen him again.
Yeah.
And I was like, right. And I looked around and there was like three or four of them just sort of following us down through the streets. And we had went in and bought a bag. So the guy must have seen what I had in my hand or what I had. And he was like, right, he's worth the robbing. Do you know what I mean?
Like, he's seen money or something like that there.
So I took my money out to buy a bag for her in like the first shop. So then they followed us down. It was just like the further we went down, they were just following to see where we were. But there was like three of them.
Did you not go full Paddy McDonald?
I went, do you know what?
The fuck are you?
Let's get the fuck out of here because this is getting scary.
Why is it scary in a different country?
I don't know.
Because if it was Belfast or something, you'd be like, this fucking dickhead. You know,
Liam Neeson.
I will find him. But yeah, any other country, you're like, fucking leave me alone. Get me out of here.
Turkey was scary. When I sold my apartment in Turkey, it was scary.
You had an apartment in Turkey?
I did. I sold it. But when I sold it, the guy was like, no, it's not a bank transfer. We're giving you cash. And I was standing in the bank and the bank was near closing. So your man only done the deal at the end of the day.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I went to the bank manager, can I speak to you a second? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I need to open an account and put this money in. And he was like, right, okay, I can't do that. The girl's not in to do that. And I says, phone her and tell her I'll give her a week's wages. Because I'm not walking out of this bank with fucking 25 grand in my pocket.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not happening. And he was like, serious? And I was like, 100%. I'll give her a week's wages if she comes back and does this for me. So he phoned the girl and she came back. And I put the money in there and then got it transferred. And when I came out, like, I only had like freaking 1,000 Turkish lira sort of thing. So it was like 200 quid.
Yeah.
And your mom was fucking all like, we'd bring you to the airport and all. I was like, no, it's all right. I'm all right. And he went, no, we'll take you to the airport. And I says, right, okay. I mean, I want to go to McDonald's. And he went, right. So he had a car sitting with two guys in it. It was taking me to the airport. And I went into the front door of McDonald's and run out the back door.
That is stress. That's a movie. That's a wee short film.
And I literally says to your mom, get me to the airport, get me to the
airport.
Did
you buy anything at McDonald's?
Nah, mate. I needed the new pair of trunks.
You have the McNickers?
I was like, I'm not even going to get brought to Syria here. Do you know what I mean? This was like October in Turkey and there was nobody about. It was just scurry biscuits. I mean, I run out on the street and there was a guy in a car and I was like, here, I will give you this money to take me to the airport. And he was like, I'm not taxi. I said, I'm going to give a fuck. Just take me to the airport. And he was like, okay. And I lay down in the back of his car and all hating me. Oh. You're all hard and then you go to M countries and you're like,
That is demented. That fucking...
Got to the airport.
Just run in. 20 deck of nuggets. Actually, I don't have time. Fuck it.
I just run in, went out the back door. I didn't even care. Just kicked the door. Alarm it off and everything. I just shit myself. I'm getting out of here. But got to the airport. My flight wasn't until the next morning. I had to spend overnight in the actual airport.
Just with sacks of cash, like fucking...
I didn't even have that.
Oh, you didn't have the money? That's right.
I get in and I says to the girl, I need to stay here because there's people. And she was like, who?
Tinder swindler here?
There's nobody,
my enemies are after
who
me.
Who are you talking about? There's nobody here in the airport. There's no flights till tomorrow. Can I stay? She was like, you can go up into the lounge, but it's like 35p an hour to be in it. And I was like, no problem. I'll pay that.
No worries.
And up and sat in it, fell asleep in the chair. I was just like, this is just stay here. Hopefully nobody will come and get me.
That is fucking stressful. You'd love to think that you were a full hard cunt and, you know, you could just deal with that. Like if someone's like, give me money, and you're like, get the fuck out of my face. Tony Soprano. But now you probably just
When you're on, because
you're
your
not
own,
familiar. You're not familiar.
When you're on your own in another country, it's different altogether.
And you're not familiar with, you don't know where to go.
Yeah.
You know.
It was different during the summer because I actually knew people there, but this was the winter I went to sell it, and I was on my own, and I went, I've made a bad move here. Like, somebody said to me, if you're going to sell that, bring people with you.
The Ra?
Anyone? Anyone?
Is Turkey cold in the winter?
Parts of it. Cold. Not cold at night. Colder. During the day, it's like shorts, t-shirt material.
It's a bit rough at the minute, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't go near it now.
No, I got rid of it when the whole Syria thing started happening, because when I bought it, I was under the age of 30, and the guy told me you need to get citizenship so they can't take the place off you.
Right.
But because I was under 30, I would have had to do time in the Turkish army.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I couldn't apply for that. So I only had.
Can you imagine that?
We are putting you front line. You're from you're in the Belfast. You are.
Paddy McDonald, the fucking Turkish army.
But see,
unbelievable.
See, when we were in the court, so we got this thing, it was like a certificate where we became citizens of the township, and they give you a Muslim name because it's Muslim.
Right.
And there was this big girl, right, who bought an apartment in the block next to us, and she was about 35 stone, right? No joking.
Mm.
And she was in there, and she had beach blonde hair, right? And she was always pure red because she was living over there for like 3 months a year. And we were all sitting in the court, and they brought us in, and they're giving everybody names. You are Mohammed. You are Solomon.
You're Mohammed. You're Mohammed. Right? You're Mohammed.
Did she come in? And they went, your name, Turkish name is Fatima.
Fatima. And the whole place,
and she went, she was a big glass reading, and she goes, aye, I get fucking funny as cunts. And then the way they've no respect for women, like, they're just like, fuck up, Fato. Fatima.
You know she went over there and married some wee skinny Turkish lad that fucking weighed about six stone.
She did, mate. She married one, and he was about 18.
Oh yeah,
and she was in her 50s.
I love those shows where you just got some fucking young, you know. Usually, they're usually like the strangely like good looking, and they're all just like, oh, this fat bitch is like, I love you, my baby. Beautiful. And he just, his hand is just going round like 14 sets of tits the whole way down.
Do you ever see the one with the Earl doll, and she goes on like Good Morning with Phil and Holly?
No.
And the Earl doll goes, hey, we had to use KY jelly. And she said it on, she said it live on TV.
Use KY jelly.
Put in old woman on, what is that show called? I don't even know.
This Morning?
This Morning.
This Morning. I'll just write KY jelly. Nine minutes, fuck off. Hold on. Where is it now? Where is it? Fuck, would you fucking quit? This is all good stuff. We'll cut it out. We'll cut it out. It's worth it. It's worth it to hear this manky old bitch. Hold on. Where's my fucking output? Output?
Know where her output was. We know where her input was. But your mom was like 19.
Why is that not playing? Why is that not playing? Oh, you dirty bastard.
Oh, it's not in at the back.
Huh?
It's not in at the back.
Oh, you over here? Yeah.
Mother bastard.
Oh, fuck it, you
dirty. Mother bastard.
You dirty bastard. Let me just see this dirty old bitch anyway. We're fucking, we're flying today, lads. But she said we used, they didn't freak out till she said we used a whole tube of KY jelly. But she actually, before that, she goes, no one's been in me for 35 years.
I felt like I was a virgin again.
Just this big fucking Turkish
bag. It was like Storage Wars.
No one had been in me for 35 years. Oh, dear. Fair play to him. Just fucking This one is for Took Allah.
You're very dry. You need some mayonnaise on that kebab.
House sauce. Oh, here, what about your latest viral video where Shane filmed you in Boojum?
Fuck's sake. Everybody.
Is that the first time you've ever been in Boojum?
No,
say
I've been it, but I don't eat in it. I don't eat in it.
You don't know the whole fucking jargon in there?
I have kids and they just send you to places. I had bought a falafel across the road. I was trying to be healthy. And he sent me a message and just went, can you get me a burrito? And this is what I want. And I was like, right. And went then Shane was there. He seen me. I seen him. We started fucking about taking pictures each other and all messing about. And then I got to telling this guy, I was like, what? And I was like,
is that like super hipster or foreign guy?
Ate on the sunbeds is what I said. So, on Mudblood, right? Yeah, I don't know if he was local.
You can say that on Mudblood. We'll let it out over here.
All I, I don't know if he's local or not. It's just, he just looked at me and then I went, hold on, mate, I'm trying to get up my phone. I got it up and I went, can I get a white wrap? And he proceeded to lift a fucking plastic bowl and fill it with spicy raisin chicken and I didn't eat Oxford. And I'm like, I want a white wrap. A white fucking wrap. I don't want. I was about to say. So then he realised, oh, you don't want the bowl. And fucked it on top of a white wrap that was just lying there. And scooped all the shit from it. And I was like, you fucking have not. Then she didn't stop recording because I fucking started fucking punching the bulletproof glass that he was behind. I was like, you fucking
just to protect the guacamole.
I swear to God, I was like, what the fuck? As I says, it's like gonna, you could get in the post office fucking easier than you could get into fucking Bojum. And I was like, you fucking having a laugh, mate. They actually took him off the lane and took him out the back. I said, you're mad to tell
shot
him.
Him.
I'm gonna fucking knock his cunt in. Cheeky bastard. cheeky bastard.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It did look like he had been working there from 11 o'clock that morning and it was just like, I've had enough of fucking.
And he probably, like, muscle memory just goes, you know, like Mexican rice, chicken, because that's every cunt.
I wasn't quick enough for him. Everybody goes into Bojum know exactly what they like.
That's it. Like,
so I was too slow. I was fucking about my phone. He was like, look at this fucking clamp it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And do you know what? For the most part, no matter what the fuck they put in it, it tastes kind of the same.
Does it really matter? Just give me something.
Do you mean it's all kind of Mexican-y fucking beans? You know what I mean?
Eat like a Mexican, shit like a Mexican. That's what I say.
They should write that on the bags.
Should they? It's a great gimmick. It's true.
Eat like a Mexican, shit like a Mexican.
You're fucking, you're on the toilet the next day regretting what you just done.
They used to, do they still have the really hot sauce in there? Do they? What's the really hot one?
Naga,
that's the one. Shit your nagas, more like, fuck me.
I used to do deliveries for an Indian, and I asked for a vindaloo one night, and he handed me it, and he went, I warn you now. I love you very much, Paddy, you're a very good delivery driver, but when you go home tonight before you eat this, put the toilet roll in the freezer, you'll fucking need it. Either that or put baby wipes in the fridge. He was fucking right too. I thought it was burning it in. Whoa.
You see, do you know what's weird with my body? I can eat all the spice of the day and the shits will be fine. But if I had like, you know, like fucking 12 pints of Stella and a Domino's, I'd be shitting fucking blood the next day. Like,
really?
It's not spice that gets me. I don't know what it is.
Like, oh, fuck the spice fucking. What are you rubbing around your arsehole to get it primed up for that?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Because it's when it's coming out, I mean, it's going, ah! Screaming. It's like, what the f-?
In Turkey, did they have the wee bomb guns in the toilet? The wee fucking.
In Turkey, they used to say to me, the ones that got to know me, if somebody gives you your dinner with their left hand, don't eat it. That's disrespectful.
Because it's been their, up his hole 10 minutes.
In their left, yeah, because they don't use toilet paper.
They don't use toilet Turks, paper, or
Turks,
they just
Turks their... don't Turks don't use toilet paper.
What do they use?
They don't have a. I want a weight wrap.
I only have brown, my friend.
You see this man in Belfast? He needs a weight wrap for his arsehole. But they like keep a wee like sort of fucking a thing that they wash out.
Right.
It's like a flannel, or they use their hand and then wash it. But they have a long fingernail on their left small pinky, and that's for cleaning.
No, it's
it
not.
Is, mate. The Turks told me it's 100% true.
So where you look around at everyone's left hand and you're like, that's the fucking... That
that's the shit hand. So if somebody gives you a dinner in Turkey with their left hand, it's actually... Do you know why here you're meant to give your right hand to shake hands? You're not meant to give your left hand. Now, that doesn't come from the shit, but in Turkey, it's the same sort of thing. There's disrespectful things.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
So they wipe their hole with left hand.
That's amazing that that's, you know, just for wiping their stink, that we...
That wee panky.
That wee nail.
I would be fucked in Turkey.
You'd be in the DL, eh?
Poor man, can't clean shit out.
Is this hole disgusting?
Yes. Since he lost tip of finger, dirty hole. We have to put nappies on this man.
That poor bastard. Like, I was in Dubai once, and you know, in the airport, or it might have been Abu Dhabi actually, and there was just a fella standing there with the fucking, you know, like the big squeegee with a big long handle on it, just because people are power washing their hole and it's going everywhere, and he just like, you know, fucking
guiding it
down into the fucking
Jesus Christ,
and like you could see like. In the airport, they had the hole in the ground toilets and the regular toilets. And you could just see, like, the guy was like, the place is fucking bunged, like, and he was like ushering people in. And he's like, yeah, next thing is here. And I was like, nah, I was like, I'm waiting for this toilet.
Yeah.
I didn't come here to do fucking CrossFit.
Yeah.
I'm here squat. For a shite.
I literally couldn't do that this week because I done leg day on Monday and I can't fucking.
Oh, why? You in the gym again?
Yeah. Can't walk. Swear to fuck.
What are you doing are you training in a place? Or, yeah?
Just different places, just going different. So a guy trained me over in Collinswater on Monday and it was just like.
What were you doing legs wise?
Just squats squatting. And deadlifting and fucking, he had me walking like a crab up and down with the wee weight here and then squatting again. It was just like loads of it. I just done loads of it and then it was like a full hour of squats with weights and free weights. And,
oh my, there's nothing, see, like I never really did it before, but up until last year, like. Went to a different trainer and was doing everything on like one side. So like lunge it, like what was it, like fucking deficit fucking reverse lunges. So you're standing on a like a plate or something and you go back off it and then squat that, you know, like a lunge and then come back up, but with two kettlebells here. And you're like, I'm gonna shite all over myself here. It's such a weird feeling. It's not like a, you know, in a big heavy squat, you're like pushing through it. This was like my central nervous system doesn't work here.
You were using stuff inside your body and twisting it in ways that I'd never done before. And it was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Just all in the core. Yeah. So people think core stuff is like, oh, I do a plank for 30 seconds. You're like, nah, it's all like all the weights on one side and you have to fucking keep your whole body like...
upright?
Yeah.
Well, I got wobbly halfway through the workout and I was like, I'm a wee bit wobbly. And he was like, fuck up, fatso, I'll get it done.
I need a boot jump.
I want to wait, rap.
The first 2 weeks of like back training where you're like, you know, like you're touching your legs and they feel like you need surgery on them.
On the top here, me.
But you'll just eat anything.
Literally today was the first day that I could do, you know, a step after a step.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing 1, 2 feet.
And then stopping.
2 feet, irking up sideways. Like pulling myself up. It was like that bad. Going to the toilet was just like getting everything down and then just going, oh, fuck. I thought it was weird.
Right, we've 8 minutes left in this fucking gaff. Are you doing a big show soon?
I'm doing the Limelight in the First. That's sold out.
Crowd work?
Crowd work.
How's that working?
Just fucking get in.
Just shout
did
at
Did you
them.
See my audience? They're fucking mental. So I'm just trying to find out what they want. And I never get doing material the last time, so... crowd work seems to be where it's going to be going.
I was in, because Woodsy's show was on the other side of the Limelight, so I went over to his and then back, and it was like different worlds. Like his was like quite reserved, but they were laughing, but it was dead nice, and then you were just like fucking, you're waiting on a band to come on. And there's girls at the back like all chatting to each other, and like even to me, were like, where's your man from fucking whatever? There's a photo on it, and I was like, do you know what's happening here?
Yeah, you know, are like, you paying attention?
I was like, do you know why you're here or why you're standing here? There's a show on, like. But they needed to fucking tell people to sit down in your show because you'd look at the crowd and go, fuck, there's no seats left. But there's like 100 seats left.
Right.
Everyone was at the bar, you know.
See if I close the bar.
Kneecapped.
Mate, they'll burn my car at the house. I swear to fuck. We closed it first thing and it was like we were physically on stage and the cop was going, you have a fucking pet. I don't. In the audience.
I know.
And I was like, oh, dear.
Just can't understand.
Oh, fuck.
The whole fucking thing at all.
Yeah.
The boom is back. There's so many fucking gigs going at the minute. Yeah. Like
it's mad though.
It's crazy. But then, and like even the comedy clubs like Lavery's or Pugs or anyone, I'm sure Dave's just struggling to even get people. It's hard to nail people down, like,
yeah,
you know, especially on a Thursday. We're like, oh, do you want to jump in and do this? And people are like, no, I'm actually. And then they mention some gig you've never heard of. Oh, there's this great club in fucking Strabane or something. And you're like, what?
What are you on about?
Gig up here, you fucking lunatic.
Strabane, like. I was in it the other week. It's a fucking cunt of a place to go to.
Strabane?
Mate, it's like, I think it's easier to get to fucking Ukraine at the minute than it is Strabane.
Would you gig in Ukraine?
Oh,
nice, so would I. There's bound to be good spots, like.
I'd say there's still parts of it still normal and they're not really bothering, like.
Well, it depends what border's getting, you know, red from what side. I don't know, but your man Zelensky, is that his name, Zelensky? He used to be a stand-up apparently.
He has the biggest gig in the mall, doesn't he?
It doesn't he? He's getting a bit feisty now. Like he's like, let me tell you something, Putin. Fucking, we don't forget. People don't forget shit around here.
We're going knock up Alex, are we?
I know, they're doing well.
Do you know who my uncle is?
They're doing well, aren't they? The Russians come in, they're all just like, oh, fuck,
I know,
not.
But they only show you so much too. The Russians don't. But the Ukrainians were actually the ones during the Second World War that fucking actually defeated the Nazis. Even though Ukraine had a bunch of them who were in the SS.
Yeah.
But the Ukrainian Russian soldiers actually were the ones that went in and fucking wiped them out. So they're not boys you mess with. Like.
Bad boys. It's 4:55, Paddy.
It's getting near the time.
It's getting close.
It's fucking time that a few cows need milk or something.
Do you have... talking with your wife again? What are you talking about? Have you to go get milk and
what do you mean? I can't even fucking talk there. Never mind milker. We're married 14 years. Behave yourself. It's past that stage.
I'm not looking at here. Need a full tube of KY jelly.
For an old dog.
It's been 35 years since somebody was in me. Anyway, do you know what? We'll fuck it. We'll white wrap it up there. We'll let you get on your way. Are you doing another big gig this year?
Yes, the Waterfront. About 100 tickets left of it. November.
Will you fuck up, hey?
That was the wrong button. I meant to hit that one.
You need to get one of them that goes, I want to wait, rap.
Yeah, we'll sample it and fucking stick it in.
But yeah, no, so that's selling really well. I can't complain. Everything's selling really good. And
are they looking to do two nights, are they? Fire another one on? See what
might
happens.
Have to.
Might, oh, Jesus, the demand's there.
But the next night, Cam Bridges is on, so he's doing extra night on here.
Cancel.
He's not fucking happy enough with his five nights in October. He has to throw a night on the night after my night.
Fuck's sake, Kevin.
What's he at?
My bastard. He's doing some tour. Have you seen his?
Unreal.
Fuck me. Oh, you think he's the last of that generation that we were on TV a bunch of times, dropped a few like well-known jokes, and that does you the rest of your career? It's hard. Well,
it'd be hard to keep going. Like, you know, people want, but he was away for a long time, or he should have a bit of new material. Like,
He wrote a book and had a child.
The only thing is, you get to that stage where you're not doing the normal things you used to do anymore.
Aye.
There's only so much you can write about fucking sitting in your villa in Spain.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
That's it. I know, like, even us going to America here at the end of March, I was just like, don't need to go, but I want to go do something.
Uh-huh.
And hope something happens.
Where are you going?
Austin.
Texas?
Austin, Massachusetts. Yeah, Texas.
Yeah, lovely.
Me and Niall meeting McCann over there.
Oh, right, so you're going over to do a wee bit of vlogging?
Well, you know, between us, we're doing a bit of vlogging.
Right, okay.
But if the government aren't listening...
You're tourists.
We're making a lot of content.
There's a bunch of Irish tourists coming in here.
That's the thing now. Like, you used to worry about, like, fuck, does it look like we're going over here to film something and, like, do work? But then you get some fucking teenager with just, you know, a low-pro bag full of gear. Or some Japanese tourist with like fucking 20 grand's worth of shit in their bag. Like, I should the vlogger, you know?
Yeah.
So that'll be us. Two pairs of fucking cacks.
You doing any gigs over?
Hopefully.
Voluntary?
Yeah, if just fucking on the house.
For St. Vincent de Paul.
St. Vincent, just for Trump.
The only thing is, like, the Yanks really are, like, it's one of them ones where they're like, they're Irish immigrants. They're cool.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get what I mean? The guy was getting one time, the guy was like, have you any football boots in your bag? And I was like, no. And he was like, cool. He says, what do you work as? And I went, I'm a carpenter. And he was like, who do you work for? And I says, my father, he has his own firm. And he went, and what else do you do in the firm? And I went, well, just join your work. And he said, so you don't milk cows, you don't look after the sheep. And I was like,
God.
Mate, no, not a farm, a firm, a company. And it got me in a bit of shit. He got brought into this other room, and this next guy came in, and he was called like Michael O'Reilly.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, Dan's just a bit over the top.
Old McDonald had a firm.
You're fucking cool, man. You come in here and you can work away like fuck. We don't give a fuck. You're Irish. We don't really care, you know.
Oh, fuck.
And it was like, I'm just going to hold you in here for 20 minutes, but we're going to talk about Ireland. And, and then I'm going to let you out because the guys out there that's wearing the stuff in their head, they will complain because they'll go, you only picking us.
Oh, fuck.
So I guess it'll be all right.
Aye, we'll see what happens. We'll let you go, Paddy.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Cheers for coming in briefly.
We'll do another one, another time.
Oh, why? Anytime, shouldn't we? Down the street. Thanks very much.
Gourmet.
See you next time. Nice.